Part C, directions. You will hear three pieces of recorded material. Before listening to each one, you will have time to read the questions related to it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have time to check your answers. You will hear each piece once only. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following monologue about advertising in Britain. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 11 to 13.
I was born in Britain in 1966, so I suppose advertising has always been part of my life. As a child, I was always aware of advertisements in magazines and newspapers, and on boardings in the street, on posters in public transport, and so on. But there have been changes in advertising in Britain over the past 30 years or so. The first thing that comes to mind is the amount of advertising we live with nowadays. There is, quite simply, a lot more advertising than there used to be. Nowadays, whatever you're doing in your daily life, it's quite difficult to get away from advertisements in one form or another. But they're all around you. Another noticeable change is the use of new media for advertising. I suppose I'm thinking mainly of television, which has developed over the last 30 years and is now an integral part of life for most people. There are TV sets in most homes. TV advertising, consequently, has developed at an enormous rate and is perhaps the most important form of advertising. Certainly one of the most influential in Britain today. A third big change has been in advertising psychology, in how advertisers aim to persuade people to buy their products. Originally, adverts were very simple. Either they simply gave straight information about a product, or if they set out to persuade, they did this in a very direct way. They would say, for example, buy our product, it is very good, better than other products. But now, with more goods available and with more competition from different products on the market, advertising techniques have become more persuasive and more sophisticated.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on a critical comment. You now have 20 seconds to read questions 14 to 17.
The writers of murder stories go to a great deal of trouble to keep us guessing right up to the end. In actual fact, people often behave more strangely in real life than they do in stories. The following advertisement once appeared in a local newspaper. An opportunity to earn £250 in a few minutes. A man, willing to take chances, wanted for an out-of-the-ordinary job, which can be performed only once. A reader found this offer very generous and applied to the advertiser. But a bit suspicious, he gave a false name. Soon afterwards, he received a reply. Enclosed in the envelope was a typed note instructing him to ring a certain number if he was still interested. He did so and learnt on the telephone that the advertiser wanted him to get rid of somebody and would discuss it more fully with him the next day. But the man told the police and from then on acted under their instructions. The police saw the two men meet and watched them as they drove away together. In the car, the advertiser came to the point at once. He told the man he wanted him to shoot his wife. The reason he gave was that he was suffering from an incurable disease and wanted to live in a warmer country, but his wife objected to this. Giving the man some money, the advertiser told him to buy a gun and warned him to be careful of the dog, which, though it would not bite, might attract attention. He also gave him a photograph of his wife, so that he would be able to recognize her. After that, the advertiser suggested that the man should do the job next morning. Meanwhile, he would prepare his wife by telling her that a young man was going to call. After the murder, they would meet again outside a railway station, and the money would be paid as arranged. The second meeting never took place, but the advertiser was arrested shortly afterwards and charged with attempting to persuade someone to murder his wife.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the following conversation about family roots. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 18 to 20.
We're old-timers.
So you're, like resident Astorians.
We're old-time natives here.
Well, that must be really funny for you, or not funny, but unique. I'd like to know what that feels like, to have lived in one place for so long and see the changes that are happening to the place where you're living in. What's that like?
Well, part of it is strange because there are not that many changes.
Oh.
You know, it's interesting to see the town grow. But just as a lot of things will come in, at the same time other things will go out. So the population has stayed very much the same. In fact, the population is less than it was, like in elementary school. Because there was a huge population at the time. But I really like this town. I think it's a beautiful place. But it's different having grown up here.
And your parents and grandparents lived here.
Right. And great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents. There were originally 5 families who settled in Astoria after Lewis and Clark came in 1804 and 5. And then John Jacob Astor came later. But the first settlers were a group of 5.
You know, you look a little Dutch.
I am Dutch and Irish.
And Irish!
Right, but they originally split this whole town into 5 sections. 1 section for each family. Like we have a large map in the basement that's called Van Dusen's Astoria. That just shows our family section of town. Which unfortunately didn't turn out to be the commercial section.
Do your parents ever comment on changes that are occurring?
I think they kind of feel basically like I do. That a lot of things really don't change much. They'd actually like to see more industrial things come in. Which, you know, more young people are fighting against. You know, keeping the environment clean and so on. But they would like to see it grow a little bit. Because it hasn't changed, basically. and they saw it when it was really developing during World War II. It was a lot larger.
That is the end of Part C.